Nicholas Boothman, author of the book How to Make Someone Love You Forever in 90 Minutes or Less, has studied over 2,000 couples and has been looking carefully for the key ingredient in a relationship that ensures success.
The best definition we found, the working definition for a great couple, are two people who consistently bring out the best in each other. And it's a really good basis to test your marriage, because if only one of you is doing it, then the other is either living off optimism or going into bad health. And sooner or later, that gives up. So make sure you're consistently bringing out the best in each other. What we found was that really great couples were what we call matched opposites. They were a mixture of like attracts like. You have to have stuff in common so you like each other and are like each other. But you also have to be opposites in certain personality areas. And what we found was that some people, more than anything in the world, need to feel important. Some people, more than anything in the world, need to feel powerful. Some people, more than anything in the world, need to feel correct or intelligent. And some people, more than anything in the world, need to feel valued. Now, I know it sounds like they're all the same thing, but they're not. And we do need to feel all of those things. So what we came up with is what we called a principle of completion. First of all, you figure out what it really takes to make you feel that way. Then you wait and you notice with what kind of person makes you feel like that. If you're on a date and it's not working, it's nothing to do with you. It's not personal. You're with the wrong person. So go and invest your emotions elsewhere. So to answer your question, what makes it work is that you have to actually meet a lot of people. The trouble today is that most people don't know many people. They really don't know many eligible people. So if they've got 4 or 5 potential boyfriends or girlfriends or dates or whatever, there they go. They plunge in with their optimism and say, well, we've got to make it work. Well, no. The number one reason for divorce in the world is that you married the wrong person in the first place. And so when you do find the right person, and the book shows you how to make a socializing action plan depending on your own particular ability to get out there and mix and meet more people, so that when you do meet them, you know what to look for, you know what's a waste of time. It may seem mechanical, but boy, almost 2,000 people that made it work can't be wrong. And this is what they did, and these are their stories that I've taken and put into this book.
And if there's a top tip for continuing that relationship, so in other words, you think you found the right person, it's all going brilliantly, but then we do tend to get a bit lazy, don't we, a bit further along the line.
Here are the top tips. In the beginning, you have to build in romance. It's very, very important that you build in romance. It's very important when you go on your first date. Where not to go is to a restaurant. A restaurant's an awful place. There's no long-term investment in that if you meet and it's romantic right at the beginning, 15 years later or 10 years later, when you've got your hand on the doorknob and the kids are screaming, you're going to say, I'm out of here. You think, wait a sec, I'll never find a romance like this again. And even on your first date, it has to be somewhere. For example, if it's a man inviting a woman out, A, it has to be somewhere safe. You're not going to invite her back to your apartment to play with your boa constrictor. It has to be somewhere where she'll feel safe if she doesn't know you. It has to be somewhere she'll enjoy and you find out what that is. It has to be somewhere memorable, and it has to be somewhere you can talk about later. But it's all very, very simple. I know it happened to me and all of these people I talk to.
If you feel like you've hit a bit of a hiatus in your relationship and maybe that falling in love thing is disappearing, is there a way of bringing it back again? Can you use the same techniques?
Not necessarily. It all comes down to asking two questions. Let me ask you, would you consider yourself more emotional than rational or rational than emotional? Would you consider yourself more socially reserved or socially outgoing?
Outgoing.
Fine. Then you need to find somebody who makes you feel powerful. And when you find someone that makes you feel powerful, it will buzz. They also have to have stuff in common with you. They have to have share a similar sense of decency, a sense of humor, of morality, even hold their knife and fork the same way when they're cutting their food, because that can drive people crazy after 10 years. Why are you holding a knife and fork like that? But they're really simple things. So you need someone who makes you feel powerful. Now, what happens is it can't be someone that also has to feel powerful. It won't work. That's like having two captains on a jumbo jet wanting to go different places. So you have to find your matched opposite. In other words, you need to feel someone who makes you feel powerful. And maybe the man or the woman, I don't know, that you find, maybe they need to feel valued and you make them feel valued. In my case with my wife, I need to feel important. I'm an emotional, socially outgoing person. Wendy is an emotional, socially reserved person. And so she needs to feel valued. And I listened to her opinions when we met. I was interested in what she had to say, not just the fact she was gorgeous. So these things hold us together. By luck, we built massive amounts of romance at the beginning. So they stay with you. So building the romance is very important.
Now, you say that you can make someone fall in love with you forever in just 90 minutes. How do I do that? I mean, that seems like a very short amount of time.
I did a TV show in North America, and I was talking about this on the show. There are three women, all from different backgrounds, and I mentioned this on the show about this finding the right person. Of the three hosts on the show, it had happened to two of them. It had happened to the floor manager, it had happened to the producer, and it happened to the next guest who came on. It had happened to them. It's a matter of going out and meeting enough people until it works. Because you know something? When you find the right person, it does not take 90 minutes.
years. The seeds of love are sown very, very fast. It's all from the first impressions, things we spoke about. It can be from someone's posture, from their hairline, from their coloring, things that just, you know, so many people say, that I saw that person, they walked in a bar and said, there's my wife or there's my husband. And it happened that way.
That's Nicholas Boothman. His book, How to Make Someone Love You Forever in 90 Minutes or Less, is published by Workman.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.